Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with Jane, who is grieving after the loss of her grandmother.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Hi, Jane.
Nice to see you.
You too.
Thank you.
Take yourself a seat. How can I help you today?
Right, well, it's taken me a long time to sort of actually seek help about this. I don't know where to start, really.
Take your time with it. Thanks for coming in. I can see this is upsetting
you.
No.
I'm just so down. I mean, it's been a long time. I lost my nana when I was 23. Now I'm a very, very strong, positive person. Churchgoer, seek help that way. Physically active, very active indeed. But just of late, it seems as if suppressed emotions are coming to the surface and making me feel just, yes, I'm still me, just kind of not level.
Okay.
If that makes any sort of sense.
Yeah, of course it does.
It's an awful sort of strange way to feel. I wouldn't say that I'm manic depressed, you know. I certainly don't have schizophrenia or bipolar, but it's just a downness, and I've tried to keep, that's what I show. I put a mask on, and you know, but you know, it got so bad the other week. I felt like I was just gonna break, as if something was just gonna snap in my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, I spoke to my husband about it. He's a consultant. And he said, you know, maybe just something just to lift you a little bit, just to balance you out, because this is just not you. You're just very flat sometimes, and you become agitated quite, and it's certainly not me. I'm such a patient person. And I mean, initially he said, maybe it's the work you do, you know. But I mean, I've been around death since I was sort of 18, so it's not that.
Okay.
You know, I'm able to deal with quite shocking things as well. So I don't think it's that. It's not like I have sort of sadness. I know that sounds so cold, but I don't have sadness for these, because I don't know them, but I do everything in my utmost, you know, to get, you know, the right outcome, and especially for families and things. So, yeah, it's just basically, it's this sadness which you think you deal with, you know, and it's bizarre. The mind is so complex.
You've got medical training.
Yes.
Your husband's got medical training. You mentioned sadness seems to be the key element.
Yes.
And you've obviously done a little bit of background work behind all of this as well, and we'll come back to that if that's okay.
Yeah.
It's all about the sadness and this kind of, this breaking point last week.
Yeah.
Aside from that, was there anything else that you were hoping that we would touch upon today or address today?
There's no other.
Really just that?
Yeah, really just that. Okay. I'm not an angry person. I don't feel anger. But just this sadness. It's. I mean, I miss her greatly. And, you know, we all go through grief. It's a process. It's not something that you actually get over. You learn how to deal with it and coping mechanisms. I just feel like my coping mechanism isn't functioning the way it has been in the past.
Losing your nana sounds pivotal to all of this, doesn't it? Yeah. Did you, there was anything else bubbling along that might be linked with this?
It's been quite a lot of pressure to have a child for the past, I would say, I am married, but I need to change my details.
Yeah.
For the past 4 years, but indirect pressure, I would say. But I'm not ready for it yet, because I need to feel 110%. I know we can't always be 110%.
No.
But I know that I need balance restored within my emotional state and mental state. And just, I mean, my in-laws are Spanish. Mm. They're quite... So it's kind of, come on, you should be pregnant by now, after 3 months. You know, you should be pregnant after 3 months of marriage. Mm-hmm. Different cultures.
So a lot of cultural pressure to settle down and have a family.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I've felt a little bit sort of, a little bit lost that maybe I won't have the support there because my nana's been removed. Because she would have just... Mm. The problem is, Dr. Beryl, she did so much for me.
Mm.
So does my mother as well. I mean, she works full time, but I don't know, that maternal... It's not that I dislike children. I absolutely adore them. I have great relationships with nieces, yeah, friends, children.
Yeah.
I have animals. I put all my energy into my dog.
Yes.
Yeah. And I've just felt... I don't know, I just haven't been ready. And I think we had a trip to Spain, was it 3 weeks ago?
Mm.
And I told them, please just back off and stop it, because I'm really not coping the minute, and I'm just not ready.
Sounds like you've got a good relationship with your husband.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No undue pressure from that angle?
No. Yeah. He's
quite understanding.
Oh, he's very understanding.
Is he desperate to have kids?
No, he's not. That's it.
All right. Okay. So no major issues from that?
No, not from that side of things.
You get on well?
Yeah, we get on well. I mean, obviously, he's very stressed at work sometimes, but he doesn't bring it back with him. Doesn't bring it back home.
Ridiculous hours?
So, yeah, you can imagine, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's started to become a bit more relaxed himself because I actually had to speak to him about how I felt.
Yeah.
Communication is key, isn't it?
So you've started that process. Okay.
Yes.
Good. Yeah. Okay, with coming here today, I mean, you mentioned some key words, which was your mood was not great,
mm-hmm,
and that the stress was bubbled over last week. Have you actually ventured a diagnosis to this or not?
I mean, could I be suffering from borderline depression? Am I at that stage? I don't want to admit that I would have this. That's the thing. I have an armour on where I can cope with anything. I'm strong, I can cope with anything.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know, but you can't, so...
But there's kind of sadness and happiness in everybody's lives, aren't there?
Yeah.
I think that grief is something that it would be worthwhile talking about, how you can move on and move forward with that.
Mm-hmm.
Good. All right. So can I double check? Things haven't reached a crisis point where you thought about harming yourself or anything like that?
Well, I did have a very terrible sort of nightmare, really, that I was actually dangling from the staircase.
Oh, God. As a nightmare? Right. Do you ever have these thoughts when you're not asleep, though? That sounds...
Yeah, a while ago I did, actually.
Okay.
I was just actually in the living room, relaxing.
Yeah.
Nothing really major. Cup of tea, and I just thought to myself, have I really got to carry this pain around much longer?
Mm. Emotional pain. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I'm sorry.
Would you ever do anything like that?
No.
Have you ever self-harmed?
No, never.
In any sort of shape or form? So it was a feeling and then it went?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sort of a... strange, bizarre.
Guess that's probably more common than we really realise, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your weight's okay?
Yeah, I feel like I've lost weight, but I don't know whether that's just from feeling anxious.
Yeah.
But I train. I train every day. Exercise makes me feel
good.
Amazing, but it always has done. I've always been very active.
You mentioned some words about mania. Can I double check? Nothing like that in the family, and you've never felt particularly overconfident or... No. Substances?
No.
Not a drinker, not a smoker?
Not a smoker. Maybe the odd glass of red wine in moderation, but always with food, really. Yeah. Not a heavy don't go out partying.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And your weight's steady? You don't feel bad about your weight?
No.
Perfect weight, Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Concentration at work?
I would say that has, sometimes it's been...
wavering a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Consistently or just at just times?
At times.
Safe enough?
Yeah, safe enough, okay. Yeah.
And your role at work at the moment, you're studying?
Which I love.
Yeah, and you're a medic?
Yeah, I'm a medic, yeah. But
still enjoying it?
I love it, I absolutely.
Great.
That's what I mean. Death doesn't actually faze me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, let me just clarify a little bit about your mood, if that's okay. On average, so not just today and not just in the last couple of days,
mm-hmm.
but just over the last 2 to 4 weeks, for example,
mm-hmm.
where's your mood on average? 10's the happiest, 0's the saddest, 0 would be so bad you definitely would kill yourself. Where would you be on that scale?
I'd probably say 4.
Okay. And in terms of anxiety or stress, feeling panicky or het up, 10's the worst, 0's the best. Where would you be on that scale?
Maybe 6.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So things are a little bit fraught,
mm-hmm.
but not quite at a diagnostic level,
no.
possibly from what you're saying.
Yeah.
You sound normal. You sound healthy, normal. I mean, grief is difficult, isn't it?
It is.
And it takes many forms, and sometimes it bounces back for many reasons, doesn't it?
The mind is so complex, though, isn't it?
Isn't
our
it just,
emotions, things
just,
which you can't physically see.
Was there anything in particular that you were thinking I might do for you today?
I didn't know whether I could maybe perhaps go for some counselling sessions or something.
You had some before?
I've spoken with my priest, who's absolutely amazing, and every time I see him, he just uplifts me, but I can't carry him around.
Yeah. Okay.
In a bag. He's always there on the phone, but he's just like the power of God, and I do believe that.
Yeah.
The power of God can.
Yeah.
He is there to help. I know not everybody believes, and I don't preach it to people, but I do. We aren't meant to feel like this. We aren't meant to feel sadness or darkness.
No.
That's...
So you've got techniques of helping control the negative thoughts and enhancing the positive, haven't you?
Yeah.
And he's empowered you to do that without him being there, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So there are ways of doing that. There are talking therapies that do that too,
mm-hmm.
as well as the stuff that he's taught you.
Yeah.
So we could go down, or you could go down the talking therapy avenue if you wanted to. There are cognitive techniques, like cognitive behavioural therapy techniques, either on the computer or face-to-face, or from a book, that you could channel down if you wanted to. So, or there's mindfulness, and that can sometimes be quite a positive thing as well for you.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts?
I would like the face-to-face.
Okay.
Communicate.
So let's do a face-to-face assessment in the first instance. We've got a very good service locally.
Okay.
Talking therapy team. They're called IAPT, which is Increasing Access to Psychological Therapies.
Okay.
I'll give you their phone number.
Okay, thank you.
And you can give them a call.
Thanks.
From what you're describing, I know your husband said, do you need something?
Uh-huh.
I'm not getting the feeling that you're thinking that you need something.
I don't think that's the answer.
But medication could be a potential thing for you, but it doesn't sound like it's necessary at the moment. From the bereavement side of things, I'm wondering if a couple of tools might potentially be helpful for you.
Yeah.
I produced a leaflet about bereavement. I think you've probably gone through all of that stuff already, but I can give you a copy of that if that's helpful to you.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I personally found very positive and helpful when it comes to talking about grief and loss and bereavement is a podcast called The Grief Cast.
Right.
So you got a smartphone, download it onto your smartphone, listen to it, and expect to cry.
Yeah.
That's fine, but also expect to laugh a little bit. So it's comedians talking about then coping with their grief. Some of it's horrific, but do expect that it's normal for it to be difficult.
Yes.
But to come to terms with it sometimes takes a bit longer than you normally expect.
Yeah.
Where should we leave things today? So I'm going to give you the phone number today.
Yes.
For IAPT, for talking therapies. I'm also going to give you the podcast details.
Please do so, yeah.
And why don't we touch base again, whichever you prefer, either face-to-face or on the phone if you prefer.
Face-to-face,
Okay. And when shall we meet again?
When do you think would be appropriate?
A little bit of time to pass.
Yes.
Between 4 and 6 weeks, maybe.
Yes.
And then you can pop back and see me.
Okay,
is that all right?
Yes.
If you're struggling, if you're having any really dark thoughts. It's okay to, it's okay to have momentary thought that you, oh, and then move on from that. It's okay.
Yes.
But if you're having deep thoughts that seem to be persisting, feel free to give me a call.
Okay.
That's fine. We'll come
thank
see you soon if you need
oh,
to.
Oh, thank you.
And this is so you can priority book.
Great.
So you can book me the week before you need the appointment.
Thank
just
you.
Come in and say I'd like an appointment for next week.
Thank you.
Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah, that's lovely.
Is there anything
thank
else
you.
You're hoping that we would cover today?
No, that's been great, anything? Actually.
Okay.
It has.
All right.
I wish I just didn't leave it so long.
Well, it's you a know, brave it's step. Like, it's yeah. a brave step to share that, isn't it?
It is, yeah. yeah.
And important that you don't feel on your own with that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, let's touch base again.
Thank you.
Feel free to give me a call if you need it in between times.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing.